Is there a difference between sumac and pokeweed?
Yes, and pokeweed has a purple berry, cluster of berries on there, mm-hmm. that was used in dyeing, but both are poisonous.
Oh, they are.
So we stay clear of it, but it's real pretty in the fall.
What other kind of poisonous things do you have around here? Bushes and
well, mountain laurel that grows on the riverbank is poisonous to cows.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What about the things that make your skin break out? You have those?
Poison ivy and poison oak.
What's the difference between those two?
I'm not sure, but I think there is a difference. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the number of leaves that each has.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned mountain laurel. Do you have anything kind of like the mountain laurel, except it's much bigger and has longer segments of stem that they grow up in the mountains, usually? Would you have
a rhododendron? It will grow on the riverbank.
That's about the only place here it would grow?
Yes. I have one bush of mountain laurel in the yard that I brought down from the river.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned some of the berries on them. What kind of berries do you grow around here to eat?
Blackberries, huckleberries, mm-hmm. and blueberries.
What about the red ones that you might have? You might have old
strawberries.
Mm-hmm. You grow the kind, they kind of have a rough surface, and then some of them red, some of them black. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't. I don't know, but we have scuppernong and muscadine.
Muscadine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we would call bullaces.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that.
But the mixed berry you're talking about, mm-hmm. I don't know.
You grow
raspberries. Yes, we have. They grow around here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next questions I'm going to ask you be questions about old family relationship, things like that. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, first I've got to ask.
A married woman mm-hmm. would ask her husband. Mm-hmm.
And the married man would say, I've got to ask.
My wife.
And a woman who's lost her husband is a
widow. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard sometimes if a woman is divorced? Have you ever heard them call her something like that? If her husband has left her or something?
Well, I'm not sure, but I have heard Grace widow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You are your son's.
I'm my son's mother.
Mm-hmm. And they also have a
father.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that children around here usually call their father?
You know, mother and daddy.
Mother and daddy.
We call our grandmother and grandfather Papa and Mama.
Papa and Mama. Any other things?
And the other was grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Any other things that people kind of affectionate terms that people like maybe call your grandfather Big Daddy? You ever heard him?
Oh yes, I've heard of children.
Any other things like that you've heard?
The country people and the niggers would say Pa and Ma. Hmm. Pa and Ma. Hmm. The niggers would say that. Mm-hmm.
Your
mama and daddy.
Mm-hmm. Your mother and your father together are
parents.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.